Rains are welcome, but much more needed to alleviate drought. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Most of the state has seen rain over the past couple of days, along with a welcome respite from the heat. But that doesn't mean the drought is over and more rain is needed. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Well, it's definitely cooler across the Midwest, down into the South, into the East. That cold front that moved through has taken the heat stress pressure off the corn for the moment.
However, we did not get a whole lot of moisture with the front as it moved through and brought in the cooler weather. Down into the middle Mississippi Valley and points south, this is going to be a fantastic week for those folks because we've got 2 to 4 inches of rain on the way or falling as we speak, and that will really help to stabilize crop conditions, and this will certainly help to stabilize the cotton situation all the way from Texas into the southeast. And again, with at least 1 to 2 inches of rain expected this week for the southern high plains, 2 to 4 inches across much of the southeast, that's a big boon for summer crops in that part of the country.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey, he says roughly 60% of the corn area that really needed rain did not get it.
And that has left a broad area of the Midwest stretching all the way from Kansas into Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. It still remains in desperate need of moisture to arrest further declines in crop condition, and we've seen extremely sharp declines over the last couple of weeks.
Rippey says the cooler weather and what rain that has fallen will help soybeans.
But it's questionable how much that will help the corn to recover.
So at least it's cooler now, but Rippey says even that's not going to last long. More heat headed for the Corn Belt next week.
In areas that are hurting for moisture, this will just add more stress to the corn and soybeans.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So much needed rain, a blessing for many, but much more needed to help out our farmers across the state. Have a great day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.